The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the firing of a former Division of Criminal Investigation agent. Mark Black argued that the DCI did not have sufficient cause to fire him. He also claimed he wasn't given due process by the DCI or by the Civil Service Commission and the Sixth Circuit Court when he appealed his firing. Black was dismissed for chronic misbehavior, poor judgment, and allegations of domestic abuse. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this report.
In October, Mark Black's attorney argued before the justices of the Supreme Court. Timothy Whalen said DCI administrators concluded that Black's conduct was detrimental to the agency's image, but during appeals hearings, they never presented proof.
There was nothing from independent witnesses to show that they had, in fact, observed or these conclusions had been reached by sheriff's departments, by police departments, by other agents, ATF agents. There was nobody from the law enforcement community.
Whalen said when Black twice appealed his firing, the Civil Service Commission and the Sixth Circuit Court didn't ask for evidence beyond DCI's contentions.
As part of the burden of proof, I think there needs to be somebody from outside of the division that comes in and says, this caused DCI to have a black eye.
Whalen argued that DCI was entitled to determine that Black's behavior constituted conduct unbecoming to an officer, but in appeals, further proof was needed.
I think also the DCI needs to bring in some evidence, some independent witnesses, to say this is, in fact, inappropriate conduct.
The High Court disagreed. In the opinion, justices wrote that it's up to the adjudicators during the appeals process to determine if more evidence is necessary for a full picture. They characterized Black as an officer with a long history of emotional instability and noted that DCI had documented allegations of domestic abuse, emotional outbursts, and chronic lapses in judgment. Justices said it is undisputed that Black was an effective agent, but his conduct was unprofessional and there was ample evidence to justify his firing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.